B. Acting in Shakespeare's time. Before the Reformation, the Catholic Church controlled most forms of entertainment. Through drama, the church could spread Christian ideas to ordinary people who could not read or write. Some monks worked as full-time actors. They acted out stories from the Bible and other moral dramas. After the Reformation, when the monasteries closed, other entertainers took over. In the Middle Ages, the civil service had also been run by priests, as they were the only ones who could read and write. After the Reformation, grammar schools and universities produced more people than were needed for the new non-religious civil service. Some of them joined groups of travelling actors instead. These theatre groups travelled around Britain and put on plays wherever they could, indoors and outdoors. They often played in the courtyard of inns where they could use the galleries as a part of the stage. Theatre in Shakespeare's day was often just like modern-day television. The audience was full of ordinary people who enjoyed a good story, fencing, music, dancing, or some traditional country sports. The best theatre companies were in London. About every 3 years there was a plague of some kind in the city, and acting was not allowed at these times. One year, a theatre company from London called the Lord Chamberlain's Men arrived in Stratford-upon-Avon. They needed one more actor and asked Shakespeare to join them. Theatre companies often lost a few pages of manuscript while they were travelling. They also made frequent changes to the script to make it more topical. A typical run was only about 6 days. Shakespeare's job was to mend manuscripts, act, and write new plays. They soon found out that he had a natural talent for it. When the company left Stratford, Shakespeare went with them. After the plague had ended, Shakespeare and the Lord Chamberlain's men returned to London, and the rest is history. A number of everyday expressions were introduced by Shakespeare. Here are some of them. It's Greek to me. To vanish into thin air. To be tongue-tied. Fair play. Too much of a good thing. It is high time. To lie low. Without rhyme or reason. For goodness sake.